News in brief at Press TV. A top Iranian nuclear negotiator told Press TV that the country will continue its enrichment program based on its needs. At the end of the first day of the latest round of nuclear talks, Abbas Araghchi said the closure of Iraq's heavy water reactor is not on the agenda. A group of U.S. senators is seeking to ratchet up the pressure on Iran over its nuclear energy program. Nearly 80 senators have signed a letter to U.S. President Barack Obama urging him to take a hardline stance in the final nuclear agreement with Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia is fomenting nationalistic fervor in Crimea, similar to what Germany did ahead of World War II. Kerry made the remarks in response to Russia's annexation of Crimea. He also called Moscow's action a threat to international peace and security. NATO's Secretary General has condemned what he calls Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea. Anders Fogh Rasmussen stated the NATO allies will not recognize Crimea joining Russia. The NATO chief also urged Moscow and Kiev to exercise restraint after the death of a Ukrainian soldier. UN says militants of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant have carried out mass executions of civilians in Syria. The UN stated that the mass killings occurred in January before the Al-Qaeda-linked group's bases in north and northeastern Syria were overrun by rival militants. A rights group has called for the reopening of a case against a U.S. military contractor involved in the scandal over Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Qassi Premier Technology has been accused of encouraging U.S. soldiers to abuse prisoners. The scandal broke out in 2004 when photos showing U.S. soldiers abusing detainees were circulated. The Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, has criticized Egypt for closing the Rafah border crossing. The Hamas spokesman says Cairo's tightening of restrictions on the Gaza Strip is a crime against humanity. He also condemned the continuation of Israel's blockade of the Palestinian territory. Israel has threatened to halt the planned release of Palestinian prisoners if acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas refuses to continue the so-called peace talks. But Israeli chief negotiator Zvi Livni said the release of 26 prisoners might be canceled over the Palestinians' reluctance to continue the talks.